prison. Kamala Harris is making her closing argument at a rally in the state.
And let me tell you, that is why, voters of America, I want to unite the every people, the hims and the hers, the whos and the theys, the theirs, the y'alls and yo mamas, because we are pro-choice and pronouns, even if you're anti-noun. I believe in this country, whether you're a small business owner who has a gun made out of Bibles, or you're a Latino single-income male whose only savings is in a sexist online scam called Bitchcoin. I know, bro, you got qualms about voting for a lady, but they don't call me Kwamala for nothing. Literally, you can only call me that if you donate now at KamalaWitchCoin.com. Thank you, and God bless wherever the heck I am right now, the great state of... Beer. Very, very large beer.
You smashed it, Madam Veep. A heck of a speech.
Thanks, Coach Tim. I'm so tired. I'm this close to announcing plans to deport the undecided voters.
You don't have to do that. It's going really great so far.
Oh, no, Tim. You're doing your squealy voice and your frightened-looking debating face. What's wrong?
It's President Biden, ma'am.
You gotta watch him, Tim. He's liable to do anything. I mean, we caught him trying to wire $1 billion to a scammer. He was like, Hunter's lost his phone.
I turned my back for like 2 seconds. Tops.
Oh, what did he get to doing?
I don't know. He moved so fast, somehow he's on a Zoom.
Tim!
And he went and called a bunch of Trump supporters, all of them, garbage.
Okay, first of all,
right.
That's fundamentally unbelievably stupid. Secondly, to be fair,
right.
That's actually as sharp and lucid as I've heard Joe speak since like 2008.
You're going to have to do some bipartisan outreach. I'm so sorry, ma'am.
Great. I mean, so far I'm pro-war. Pro-gun, pro-fracking. I went on Fox News, Tim. I have toured this freaking country with a Cheney. What more do I have to do?
I know.
If I lurch any further to the right, Tim, I'm going to cut in line ahead of Condoleezza Rice at the gates of hell. And you know what? I'll just go ahead and do that because we may disagree on many done doings this country has done.
Ma'am?
But we all know America is the greatest story ever told, ever.
Yes, I get you don't need to talk to me like I'm a swing voter at a white dude's rally.
I'm so sorry. It's just a reflex. Speaking of,
yeah.
Did you see our commercial with Julia Roberts telling MAGA women they can vote for me without telling their husbands? I mean, I love this insane squirrel brain country.
It's great, and holy guacamole, Arnie has backed you, ma'am.
That's right. Donald Trump, hasta la vista, fascist.
You will not be back.
Tim! You're too much, man.
Seriously, you're more popular among celebrities than Ozempic.
I know, I know. Okay, listen.
Right.
My staff have put together my latest word buffet.
The media don't call it that, but go ahead.
I want to say Donald Trump is not just a fascist.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smashist.
Oh.
Because he gets off on smashing this country, and no citizen should ever have to think about Donald Trump getting off.
Pretty cookie, it's pretty you. You know, just 4 more days, ma'am, that's all we have to do. Four more days.
See you next Tuesday, Donald. And yeah, that's an innuendo.
Oh, my Lord, I just remembered. I think I forgot to put the shock collar on President Biden. Oh,
Tim!
He's gonna get out again. I'm such a knucklehead.
And pretty soon you're gonna be something even worse and even less respected.
Ma'am?
A vice president.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Words don't come easy.
The election is coming and the goose is getting fat. Put a double child benefit payment in the old one's flat. Barry Linehan here, and I went out to meet the street people of Ireland to find out how little they know about anything.
The election's not half interesting enough for them to be dragging the hours out of the day.
Yeah.
Will they just say November 29 to be done with it?
Yeah.
So we can get down to the bookies, collect me a few quid and never think about this again, yeah?
How excited are you about the likely vote on November 29th?
Tonight? You serious?
I am.
That's f***ing Black Friday.
Oh.
I don't know, I work in retail. Will I be wrecked 14-hour shifts, goals asking stupid questions about hair dryers and togs and duvets? I tell you this for nothing. Come 9:30 that night, unless I can vote for a glass of wine the size of my head and a Chinese takeaway I'll be falling asleep into. I'm not interested, do you know what I'm saying? You hear that, Leo Frank? I'm not interested.
Well, we don't care what day it is, as long as it's a Friday. Like, we're going to get the day off school.
We're not going to school that day. Mm. We usually vape in my friend's house and discuss who in our school is most likely to do the dirge.
Kind of love election.
It's going to be Amanda, because she's like such a
swag. Oh my God, you're so right. It's definitely Amanda.
Oh my God, not again. I can't. I'm going to the sales that day. I have to pick up my mother's pension, God rest her, and the Christmas shopping. No way I can have the small ones hanging off me that day. They just have to be in school. Even if it's closed, they're going. No, no, please, please, this can't be real.
And can I ask, how are you generally feeling about GE 2024?
Sure, you know yourself.
Right.
They can, I'll go away out of it.
Mm?
They're after getting rid of half the things that make life bearable for us.
Such as?
Tins of lilt gone.
Tins of lilt.
Chocolates are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but spice baggins and chickadees. We have no call for the mid here at all. Sure, all of you know, have us like a pint and maybe a baggie in the jacks. I sure before long they'll be telling us the cocaine is illegal as well. Or do I not suffer?
Right.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I'm registered to vote, am I?
You did. I told you to fill in that letter. Did you?
You did not.
Oh, several times I told
you. Where did you put the letters?
I had to clear the letters from the tin. You kept putting them
on. Oh, not the tin.
You put them on the briquettes.
I put them in the tin.
You certainly did not. You put them on the briquettes.
Oh, God, no, I did. I lit the fire with the letter.
Oh.
Did you get me a ghetto?
What sort of a lung did I marry at all? I know you can't be serious. I'd rather suck on Roger Sheen than vote. Vote for what? Like, Cork has been decimated. Like, Lennox is gone. The Blair and his clothes. We none left here now. Only John Creedon and the floods. Put the whole lot of them langers inside in Dal Éireann across into Spike Island. That'll put manners on them. Here, listen, after going meeting the girls down at the wash, I'll see you. Oh, hello, Mary. How are you?
I now usually go into the pollen station where the Airwoods does be doing the stamping of the tickets and all. And such them here, Mrs. Having a clue to give a stroke, sir. Can I get a quick pick? You know, the quick pick's very handy if you don't know who you vote for, you know what I mean?
And so there you have it. To the right of me, general consensus, and to the left, completely uninterested. Oh, how we live for days like these. Barry Linehan, RTE. Hello and welcome to the launch of our new healthcare plan, A Prescription for Change.
Oh dear.
Whoever came up with that title needs a holiday. Anyway, we've got to maintain the facade of this being a totally normal election campaign. So, any questions on health? Just
could you very quickly bullet point your dull healthcare plan before we bombard you with questions about the thing we actually care about?
Right.
Well, first of all, that sounds complicated, so I'll defer you to our health chucky, David Cullinan.
Yep.
I'm told he's very sharp.
What we're planning to do, boys and girls, is the very best value healthcare plan that will provide care and compassion for the people of this country.
Sorry now, does every Shinner 3 tapas removed from Ono Brin sound as angry as a ranty aunt who's just had her hair pulled?
We promised 40,000 new healthcare workers, 5,000 new hospital beds,
yes,
free prescription medication, all for only 5.4 billion.
All right, hon. You might want to cool it with the rando figures and shouty shouty. It's all a bit Harvey Norman.
Go, Shinners, go, boy.
Questions.
Where does Sinn Féin plan to find all the money for this policy?
Yeah, maybe someone's going to be leaving it out in 6 different envelopes. Who said that?
Yeah, you're hilarious. Look, I'll have you know this plan is fully costed and fully funded by the Shinners who do all the policy nerdy dirty stuff, such as Pierce, who's my left crutch today. Pierce,
thanks boss. What Sinn Féin is going to do is reallocate money to pay for this.
For goodness sake, all Shinners do sound like the before video at an anger management course.
Yes, but the fiscal space,
it's okay, Pierce, it's okay. They don't really care about the costings, thank you.
Yeah, it's actually true.
I couldn't give a toss.
Just do your thing.
Mary Lou, what have you to say about the new revelations over what Brian Stanley is accused of?
Well, it's important to say that he denies all the claims.
That's correct. He's innocent until Shinnered guilty.
But what I will say is holding a woman accountable for a man's actions is not very feminist. Am I right, ladies? Anyone? No? No one saw Saoirse Ronan on Graham Norton? No?
I did, actually, and I'm still angry about those men talking over Saoirse. Because I'm a pure, burning bottle of compassion. A bottle of it.
Yeah, well, zip the bottle, thank you very much, and turn off the testosterone immersion, yeah?
Could we drag another week out of the former Nordie senator scandal, please?
Just when I thought it was over, and I would have gotten away with it too, were it not for that pesky child protection debate.
Morning,
folks,
folks, aside from a prescription for change, we have some other exciting plans in the pipeline, such as our agriculture plan.
Yes, that's entitled A Massey Ferguson for Hope. I mean, what can I say? I preferred We're Backing Sons of Ditches, but I was overruled by Belfast. Story of my life.
We also have a plan for those in need of special education.
That plan is called Time to Stop the SNA Holes.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
All right, no more questions,
Bob. Thank you.
Listen, how many days are left to this election?
28, boss.
Oh, perfect. Because nothing sums up our vibe right now quite like 28 days later.
COVID-19 is here. Remember those ads? Nobody wants to go back there. So Ireland, which had the longest lockdowns, has had the longest delay to the inquiry into them. There's a risk we might find out that people messed up. So this inquiry will really just look into how well we handled the pandemic. What's that? Surely it should find out if we did things badly? No, that's America or Germany you're thinking of. Their inquiries took place years ago and found that locking children out of schools was a really stupid idea and that compulsory mask wearing was pointless. But this is Ireland. Our COVID fun inquiry won't be blaming anyone. If you want an objective analysis, we'll say you want a witch hunt and lump you in with the anti-vax and scam-demic nutters. Let's all accept we did our best. Anything less shows ingratitude to NPHET, which was mostly made up of people who gave their whole working lives to delivering the worst value and most shambolic health service on earth. Come on, Daddy Tony did have a lovely soothing voice. Yes, there were mistakes, but consultancy firms made millions out of them, and that's all that matters. The Minister for Health, the Secretary General at the Department, the Chief Medical Officer, the head of the HSE, you just know they did a great job when every single one of them immediately jumped ship the minute it was over. Questions?
Why were nursing homes left open so long?
Why did we empty private hospitals at such a crippling cost?
Why did we frighten owl ones and owl fillets from going to life-saving appointments with nightly figures on the news?
Why did we shame so many people?
Why did journalists get so horny for Dr. Tony they agreed not to ask a single hard question?
Why is everything in Ireland a bit shite?
These are the questions that you don't want answered. That's why Ireland's COVID-19 inquiry will have no power to compel witnesses or seek documents. What would be the point anyway at a gig held behind closed doors? Our target is to have a report in a year to 18 months. It's future focused, by which we mean the report might be done by 2028, tops. And sure, by then, you'll be too focused on how the 7 or 8 billion euro children's hospital still isn't open. Ireland's COVID-19 inquiry is here. It's nobody's fault, so it must be yours. Again. See gov.ie/we know best for more details.
Callan's Cakes!
Elon, my man, come on in. Did you see me? I drove a garbage truck. What a ride. Beautiful.
Well, you didn't drive it. You sat in it next to your private jet.
You don't get to call the mega people of our country garbage and get away with it. Not on my watch.
You've been calling the whole country garbage for a week, and I've been trying to rank down the clips of it on X. So.
But this is different. You see, Sleepy Crooked doesn't know he's alive, Joe, said my supporters.
Uh-huh.
Are garbage. What a disgrace. I can't wait to jail him on charges of being old and falling over stairs.
But none of this matters. We need to win Pennsylvania, and your rally insulted all the Puerto Ricans living there. Half a million.
It wasn't me. It was not me. There was some terrible comedian. I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. Never even saw him in my life, ever. Didn't hear it. I don't know what he said.
Donald,
I probably wasn't even there. No one saw me there.
You were there. We were there. We were all at the same event together.
What a night it was. Madison Square Garden. It's a big place. Huge. Arnold Palmer, huge.
Look, you have to stay on message here, or else my hopes of winning power to populate Mars by donating all my sperm to Americans are over.
Can't you just cool it with the sperm stuff? I mean, I like you. You're my biggest donor.
What?
Money donor. Only money. I don't need any of your other...
Sperm?
I'm not running low on the... Believe me, you could just ask my doctors.
Most of your doctors have died from getting too close and inhaling the orange fumes. What is with the glow-up?
It's true.
Did somebody open a new bottle of turpentine pumpkin-colored foundation? I mean, seriously, dude.
You see, no one loves Puerto Rico more than me. I love them. They love me. I've done more for Puerto Ricans
seriously.
Than anybody ever. But who knows
where they got all that garbage from. So much garbage.
From you. We all saw the footage of you throwing paper towels at them after the storm that time.
That was love, because I'm all about love. Ugh. Even my racism is love, but so much garbage. It's probably why Ricky Martin decided to become gay, because of all the garbage.
Like you will, if you keep saying love. I don't like that word. It's just way too woke.
And you know what else is woke? Mm-hmm. The trucks have little machines now that lift up the garbage cans. Did you know that? In the past, people would have to throw them in by hand.
What?
Hardworking, big, beautiful men with bulging muscles.
What?
Bulges everywhere. Now a little machine does it.
Where is this going?
It's the Biden-Harris machines mandate. Terrible, terrible. They're going to cut off American hands because of the rise of the machines.
Ugh.
And all because Schwarzenegger endorsed crazy Kamala.
Uh-huh.
He's even got the N-word in his name. But it's okay if the Terminator says it. But if I say it...
Oh, wow. Worst thing ever.
He's
a machine in a movie, but I invented rocket machines, and I have a machine for the bodily fluids I want to spread across America.
Just like the... You're such an immigrant, you know, that what a shame, since I'm going to start mega deportations on day one.
That's what I did with Twitter, and look at it now. It's a mainframe of fake polls and post-truth claims about voting machines designed to make it feel like Kamala stole the election in case we lose.
Wow, I can't believe that low IQ, useless, crazy Kamala, who's unstable and unfit, will manage to manipulate complex algorithms across county and state lines in multiple jurisdictions all at once.
Yes.
Despite being crazy, evil, woke, flake, garbage, destroy this country.
Look, Donald, I'm sensing you're getting very tired.
Wrong! I've done McDonald's worker and garbage man. It's perfect, beautiful. There's only one more American hero I haven't cosplayed at yet.
Yeah?
Buzz Lightyear. That's who. He just endorsed me to be president. To infinity and beyond.
No, it's Buzz Aldrin has endorsed you.
What?
The 94-year-old astronaut.
Oh, no.
So he's more like to incontinence and bedridden.
So it's not the...
Not the cool Toy Story character people love.
Wow.
No.
Okay, what a... What a buzzkill. Wow.
QNS, Rural Independence Group, I call the meeting to order. Ring the bell, matey. Ring
I got to sound the death knell of rural Ireland.
That'll do. I think it's time we cobble together an action plan on how we can be a thorn in the side of this government.
I got a thorn in my backside once. I fell asleep in a blackberry bush on the way home after a few jars. My right cheek was more purple and swollen than an alcoholic's nose. Poor was thrown.
And you nearly end up in the hospital.
And the hospitals are full of people gone in after the new sex education syllabus in the schools. I've done no research on this, but it feels true. It feels true. And warm and squelchy. Oh, wait, no, that's just a bit of ham in my pocket.
Oh, I love pocket ham, Matty.
I want to hammer Simon Paris and a 9 billion euro smartphone pocket.
Pouches.
It's a terrible waste of public money.
It's a betrayal, they should call it pouches, pilot.
Wasting money.
Yep.
I tell you, I know greyhounds have had to go up on a bus up north to get neutered. Just one time we got the cataracts bus mixed up with that bus, and just we castrated half a min's shit from Tipperary.
What a balls up. And the issue of technology, I want to talk about artificial intelligence. And I've been having mighty crack with AI videos of me doing karate kicks at Simon Harris and getting Taylor Swift to endorse me. I calls it the Healy Ray Eye. We should all be using it.
I find it very frightening. Someone showed me a video of Big Tom moonwalking.
Says I, but Big Tom is dead. No one could explain it.
Hold on a while there now. Carol Nolan, you've been on Colleen Cohen.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to raise? Dippity Nolan.
I was reading an article online about a child in the East who identifies as a cat and uses the pronouns me, ow. I'm very concerned.
That's a bit too cracked for us now, cattle.
And that's coming from fellas who gather ideas from the fairies.
It's true.
Yeah. Right, we're looking at the American elections and Gary Murphy, Eamon Dunphy and Terry Prawn. No, Terry, don't sit there, please. That's the chair that Killian sat in last week. We're preserving it.
Oh, it's just that it's quite painful for me to move, Brendan, but if you insist... Yeah.
Lads, listen, isn't it great to hear Katrina Perry on all the shows again? She's like the new Donny, wouldn't you say?
Oh, certainly, no. I don't think I'd agree with that, Brendan.
Gary?
I think Donny's iconic, uniquely American take on the Kerry accent is actually better than anything Katrina's ever done ever since you, what you would call her, high point, keeping our composure that time Donald Trump creeped all over in the Oval Office.
I note her sense that, like many Irish emigres abroad, every time they ring her from the news at one to ask her what the weather's like, she's 10 seconds from blurting out how much she adores Kamala Harris.
Sorry, no, I have a note from the newsroom that we're to pronounce her name as Kamala.
What a load of bollocks!
In case we insult a woman who will never ever hear this whole station, unless he's listening back to my chat with Cillian Murphy, like. Eamon, you seem ready to pop, so why don't you...
This is a very grave time for the world in which we live.
All right, yeah, I thought you might be more explosive. Like.
That's why I'm using my podcast voice, which is very slow and reflective.
Right, listen.
And sponsored by Tesco,
look,
finest.
Super Value isn't here to defend itself, okay?
Could I mention the garbage issue, Brent?
Look, Terry, that's just the stuff that Killian left behind in the studio last week. Don't touch it. I'm getting some of it valued. Like,
no, but
listen.
But,
and what about John King, Gary? We'll all be watching him and his magic wall on CNN Tuesday night into Wednesday morning.
Yeah, well, I think maybe he's one of the kings of Connemara that a lot of people are involved in.
I sang with him once in Lilies. Very, very good. Very nice man.
And educated by the nuns.
The good nuns, obviously not Killian's nuns. So
no, but
they neither are here to defend themselves, so we'll move on.
The point here is simple. Trump is a fascist. And not even a strong enough word, Brendan.
Yeah.
Which is why I turned to the Mañana Online English-Spanish Dictionary, sponsors of my bonus podcast, to reach a stronger word. And I'll tell you who he is. El Monstruo. That's who. He left his wives for a young one.
Classic, to be fair.
The point is this, Brendan. It's American election time, which means Larry Donnelly will be hamming up his Boston accent more than ever, making Claire Byrne giggle like a McInerney.
Yeah, that's beautifully put, actually. Thank you, Terry.
Of course, US election season is also Time News Talk, or somebody will be sending pleading messages online to Steve Bannon and maybe some of the MAGA fascists to come on their program for what will essentially amount to a massage.
Just before we move on, I want to point out we're not actually accusing the fascists of doing anything illegal, right? Just to be clear, we don't want to offend any of the fascists who might be listening.
Also, listeners can access mananadictionary.com and use the code PUFFBALL69 for a 20% discount. Thank you.
Look, we can't be doing endorsements either, so we'll just leave it there. I'm after spending a half a day filling out a form to declare the gift of Killian's donkey jacket.
Did you give it, John?
He never even brought it with him.
No,
he didn't like it. I was going to ruin it.
Yeah, the League of Ireland title race concludes, and it's an absolute cliffhanger.
It's a banger, Des. Testing. One tail.
Yeah, so to get everyone involved, Brian Kerr is in the Brandywell for Derry City versus Shelburne.
Ooh.
And to reach a broader audience, Francis Brennan is at Tallaght Stadium.
First of all, I haven't seen any sign of Colin Farrell yet, Des.
No, that was the marathon.
I agreed to the wrong sports event with an air of menace about it. And I'm freezing.
Ooh. It's Baltic, it
Stadium
is.
Where Shamrock Rovers bid for 5 in a row. What's the atmosphere like, Francis?
Well, there is a lot of shouting about hoops here, so I don't know what that's about. Also, lots of men looking angry and happy at the same time, and a little bit divorced, if I'm guessing, Dave.
Yeah, ball and chain.
Brian Kerr, take us through the permutations.
Well, first of all, I love saying permutations, Des. And hold on till I get a fella here beside me to hold me flare.
Huh?
Thanks a million, bud, yeah. So, if Shells win tonight, it's Shells' title. But they are playing their last game away to the Candy Stripes.
That's a vulgar design. Anyway, where'd you say you were again, Brian?
Derry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too northern for me. Bad enough I'm surrounded by North Face jackets here, and it's supposed to be the south side. Sorry, what are you looking at? It's called a Crombie, darling.
Oh, dear.
Must everyone be in a puffer jacket and tracky bottoms that look like they're made out of the fabric of a used car seat?
Yeah, don't look them in the eye, Francis. That's the
main
thing.
Good tip.
Big noise for the duffer. Hard graft he's after putting into Shells.
Shells is such a common moniker. I mean, Michelle is a proper usage. Now, I can't find the tea rooms. Brian, do you know where the tea rooms are?
No, there's a Papa John's around the back of the stand there. Oh, you get a cubby chips in the van.
Oh, stall the digger. No time for petty fours. They're off singing something about Roddy Collins. Oh my God, that would put hair in a Mother Superior's chest.
What do you call it? Is a water?
Yeah, that'll be the ultras. They get distracted setting off fireworks from their hands in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, maybe we should leave it there, Francis. Yeah,
sorry, Jess, I'm just seeing something now. Yes, lots of affectionate headlocks, finger gestures towards the match officials. From the children!
Right.
At least I think they're children. I mean, if there was a musical about shaved mini Kinahans, they'd be well cast. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Rovers are the bookie's favourites, Brian.
Yeah, and a 5 in a row would be an absolute pox, Des. I mean, the winnings alone would put them too far ahead of the other teams. It'd be malodging.
You need a lozenge for that. Look, money coming in would do them no harm. Get a few scatter cushions for the away fans. They're not even sitting down. Look at them. They're so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Who are you for, Francis?
Well, now, whoever gets me a cup of tea and a scone.
The Hoops, right, yeah.
Who did he say, Des?
I think it was the Hoops.
He's going for the Hoops.
You.
Sorry, who?
Who are you?
Ah, oh, jeez.
Oh, lads, thank God I do these reports lying down in the studio.
Roddy Collins is a whack.
3, 2, 1, and hey fam, it's your TikTok teach here on a cool December afternoon marking hashtag 1825 days of walking.
What's all this about December like?
It's my social media strategy. I've got to have some content in the can for when I get pulled away by distractions like doing all the stuff I've promised.
Promises? I thought our unspoken approach now was to make all our disasters feel normal while the country blows all the double child benefit on Botox and hair plugs.
There is no we, Brothish.
What?
Remember, from now till December, we're different and not the same party.
But that's not going to work.
Well, of course it is. Hmm? This is a nation that stood for hours on O'Connell Street for a parade. That didn't exist. Don't you get it? In the absence of any chance of a better Ireland, voters are perfectly happy to wait for the hoax of hope.
The feckin' Egypts are so broken. When the guards drove up and down telling them to go home, the crowd cheered them on, said it was the best part of the Halloween parade.
That's because anyone who lives near O'Connell Street hasn't seen a guard since the riots. They just assumed they were actors.
The cute little kids in their scary costumes and masks, selling drugs from e-scooters and menacing the traffic in terms of...
Well, it was like that when I got here. Who said that before? Anyway, what fake differences set us apart? Go!
Well, Fianna Fáil should get justice in the next coalition.
It's bro-alition. Look, Helen did her best, but unfortunately her best involves an air of blinky-eyed uselessness.
So it's Fianna Fáil's turn to put a clueless career climber into that role, like?
No, I disagree indifferently.
That is easier than I thought.
Go again.
Housing. We'll need a bit of a gap between us and this one.
I only own one house.
And I own 4 of them, I think. I must look it up. I'm not sure.
You see, we're worlds apart. I'm furiously apathetic about this issue.
My party believes we should have no targets on housing from now on.
How dare you? We need targets, do we?
But Darragh O'Brien has broken them all. There's none left, like.
Oh yeah, it's like when Simon Coveney promised to take the homeless out of hotels by July 2017 and the only exit he managed was him out of his own future. Block!
Another dissimilitude. We have the poshest candidate in the poshest constituency, Jamiriam O'Callaghan. He's only ever seen Rings End from a flight.
Ha! There's no way he's posher than James Gagan. Ooh. He's so Southside he thinks the Wild Atlantic Way starts in Talla.
Well, we've got the best howia.
No.
Nobody's more of a Dublin howia than Paul McAuliffe.
You can't be a howia with all those syllables in his name.
I call him McLiffy. That's how grimy he comes across.
Well, we've got Noel Rock. Huh? You can't possibly beat a 2-syllable Northsider name with the emphasis on cider.
We won't agree on that, I suppose.
Most impassively at odds.
You're a dose.
You're puke. Put it there, my opponent.
Or bro opponent, more like,
Oh, that's very good. I'm glad I came up with that one.
No, I came up with that one.
Did you? I can't tell us apart anymore.
Arish and Dode, I know it.
Oh, dope!
Dope.
Garbage!